No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast. It's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
It's February. She had to yell into the fucking. We fixing the mic problem.
I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't know.
I really be over here screaming. I have put this mic next to my mouth. I have taken it away from my mouth. I don't understand. Stop it. I don't understand why my volume is low. I hate both of y'all. Why the volume is low.
Why the volume is low, 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 low.
I ain't one of them.
Sounding real stully on this podcast.
Just saying. Trying.
I feel you. I feel you, but it's Black History Month.
Yes.
It's Black History Month, so.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes. We're not taking a shot for the niggas yet. Not yet. This is for niggas. Strictly for the niggas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they really put that on the R&B track, though. Like.
The real niggas. The funniest part is the TikTok where the fucking mixed kids be kicking their white mama out the motherfucking video. That should be funny. Because they know, hey, when the police see me, I'm a nigga. I'm a nigga.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mother.
He tickles himself.
I do. So, you know, in honor of Black History Month, I was asking, this is for the Peanut Gallery as well, what are some of your favorite Black movies? And I'm not saying Black history movies, and I'm not saying biopics. Just Black movies, nigga movies, the shit on the wall here, like that type of shit, you know? Because I've said many times before on this podcast and in real life, I'm over Black struggle stories. Mm-hmm. I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I'll give you one of my new favorite Black movies.
Okay, what's that?
And it's relatively old, but I just finally watched it. Fucking Moonlight.
I have never seen
one. That is a great fucking movie. I see why that shit won Best Picture. Now, on the outside looking in, they made it look like, you know what I'm saying, it's a movie. It's not, mind you, it is a movie about a boy turning into a man struggling with his sexuality. But it's not like gay, 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 gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you tell niggas shit like that, and they be like, oh, that shit gay. And I be like, nigga, shut up.
Just watch
the fucking movie.
Yeah.
So I sat down and watched it, and I had nothing against it beforehand. I just never got around to watching it.
You know what's a newly favorite Black movie? Not new, but like, you know, I watched it back then, but like I find myself watching it when it's on. Hidden Figures.
I have not seen that shit in its entirety yet.
It's the scene for me when Taraji
go off on everybody in the fucking room.
Yes, every single time.
Drinking coffee from a pot none of you want to touch.
Yes,
she go the fuck off. And give it to Kevin Costner, the Black Savior, to fix shit.
That nigga tore down that fucking sign. Like, look, you go to whatever fucking bathroom that you need to go to because we got more important shit.
My nigga said, no more whites, more blacks, just plain old commodes. I was like, ooh.
Shit. We are trying to bring the man back into space.
We trying to get him there first.
And y'all over here worried about where people pissing. Move on.
Look, when I tell you, when I watch them fucking movies and I listen to white people's logic during that shit, like I watched The Help again last week, and when that bitch said, get her another bathroom, you know they carry different diseases. Bitch, do you not know that we have the same exact parts? And I'm like, like, what are you talking about? Like,
the refusal
of the blatant information that's right in your fucking face. Like, I don't understand how you can tell you want her to use a different bathroom, but you're perfectly okay with her raising your fucking child.
That part.
Raising your child, hugging your child, kissing your child. All that shit. Like, when something's wrong with the baby, you're calling your maid and you're not fixing it. But she can't shit where you shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, are you that dumb?
Are you stupid?
Are you stupid or something? Like, that shit be... It, you know, shit's so racist, it ain't funny. I used to be like...
Yeah.
You're like, it's just,
racism is really a wild thing to me.
Very much so.
Like,
back to the topic at hand. We ain't gonna dip into racism too much.
We don't do no deep shit around
here. We don't fucking. I had to tell somebody I was selling the podcast to last week. They were like, what y'all be talking about? Y'all be talking about politics and shit? I was like, hell no. We don't give a fuck who the president is, nigga. But let me tell you what this nigga Drake did. Like, it's, we.
It's because, like, I don't. Let's just be honest. There's certain topics I do not feel like going back and forth with people about.
Period.
So politics, religion, the stuff they tell you not to talk about in corporate America, I do stay away from most of them topics, especially because some people don't know how to have conversations.
Yep.
Some people do not know how to agree to disagree. Some people do not know how to take somebody else's opinion and be like, hey, I may not agree with your opinion, but we can coexist or whatever. Like, I don't feel like going through that.
I love now, like the last couple years, I love agreeing to disagree. Like, I'm done, nigga. I'm over this shit.
I'm good with people that you can do that with. Some people want to stand on 17,000 limbs on a topic. Like, you're not going to change my mind. I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. And that's what the fuck it is.
And
we're going to move past this. You're not going to sit here and stand on hell and holy water trying to convince me some shit that I'm not going to believe.
I bet y'all hear her ass now, don't you?
Listen, you're not going to tell me the fucking sky purple. That's all I'm saying. You're not. I don't give a fuck.
Like
you can tell me the scientific belief. My eyeball said it's blue. Bitch, it's blue. Okay? Shit. Sorry.
Happy Black History Month, y'all.
Just saying, It's just certain shit that bothers the fuck out of me.
And get it off. It's our month. Do your thing.
That's just what it is. And if you are a person who cannot agree to disagree, I'm going to need you to do some self-reflection. Okay? Bitch. And get out your own fucking way. Okay?
All right.
Okay, next topic.
Well, we still on this topic. We got to go back to the favorite Black movies for Black History Month.
I like Black movies.
Okay, give me one of yours.
I just did.
Okay, you did. What about the bartender who be serving them drinks?
Okay, I'm a nigga. So I don't know
So you like toxic shit. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because I love the Black exploitation films, so I like all the old school film movies.
Coffee, Blackula.
Okay, listen.
The Mac.
The Mac.
Ew.
Motherfucking Mac.
Okay. The other one, he had the fish in his shoes, and he came
out. Oh, yeah, Antonio Vargas, nigga.
Okay, that's my shit. Okay, yeah, I like the movies. I watch them all the time.
I don't watch any of them.
It's good. It's to me, good. Black acting, it is the first time that we got, like, diversity in terms of what types of characters we can play. And I don't care what anybody says, a pimp is a pimp, and I'm from Chicago. So all of them niggas represented the West Side to me, and I love to see it.
Facts.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you. We originated pimping, and that's just what's going on.
We originated a lot of shit. Chicago is, like, really.
Respect on our name.
Yes. Shady?
She said, let me come hither. She's
coming off the big stool.
It's a mic right there.
The mic is hot. Hot.
All right. My favorite Black movie is actually Harlem Nights.
Yes.
Come on. Okay.
Good answer. Going back, I'm swiftful, bubblicious. I will watch. It's a movie, Black exploitation at its finest. It's called Sugar Hill. Not to be confused with the Sugar Hill.
Of the 90s.
Mm. This is a supernatural voodoo woman called Shook Hill. And
she pulled up Black movies out her ass. Go ahead now.
Listen, I blame my mama. That bitch come on, I have to find it. I will find it and I'll be like.
That sounds like $2.99 on Amazon Prime.
It does.
And Blackula. The one with Pam Grier though.
Any movie with Pam Grier titties come out in the '70s, I'm here for. We talked about me and Pam Grier last week.
She was a thing.
What's he talking about?
Girl, no wonder they was on your ass.
What's problematic?
My movie, like my favorite movie, is a movie with the pudding man.
The pudding?
What, Ghost Dad?
Let's do it.
Or Leonard Part 6?
A piece of the action?
I mean, that was before we knew he was a raping man.
And it got City
Boomerang.
So I think that would be.
Boomerang is one of the. Man, look.
I was head over Boomerang.
And I'm going to say, I said Boomerang because that is one movie that I really do enjoy or like and don't watch to death.
Like, I have not seen Boomerang in a very long time.
I don't watch that often, but when I do, I'd be like, you know what, Boomerang?
Because it's some movies you don't want to dilute. House party is my top five. House I could party. Like when they make them post what movie can you recite gun in your head? I'm like House Party.
Fast. 1 and 3.
Everybody's
Bad Boys. Automatically.
Yes.
I'm going through the whole fucking movie.
I knew it would for you.
Let that nigga Terry Bone. I know I look better than that nigga. Period.
Maybe we should just stay here. And they leave. And then we can leave. You know where the fuck we at?
I'm really over here trying. Because the first thing that came to mind was biopics. So now I'm like,
Yeah, that's how I get you. Get away from the biopics. Don't Peyton just look Fool. At the... Peyton Fool.
Belly.
Belly is the best worst movie. Nigga, that movie, in hindsight, is just a long form music video.
It is.
But the aesthetics of it was making so fucking good.
I solely watched it for DMX.
We know.
As long as you know.
We do.
No confusion.
Not a bit. There was never any doubt. There's never any doubt. I'm looking at
you think
the...
I give a fuck about a cop?
No, it's... What? Faggot cops can't touch me? I'm riding, speeding, smoking, drinking, nigga.
Players Club.
Oh, yeah.
Players Club. I used to know that movie word for word. I didn't watch that.
There are so many lines that live rent-free in my head.
All of them, shit.
Just another girl on the IRT.
I had arguments with niggas on Twitter a couple weeks ago about the existence of that fucking movie.
Yo, people do I was not like, nigga, I say, this movie
I say, yo, New Jersey Drive. Like, it's like, it's up there with like fucking New Jersey Drive, Strapped. It's like some black movies that were around for a hot second. The what?
It's a movie from that time about that damn movie because it was the Miss Shell over here and I am watching it and I was like, oh, I've never seen this movie. Let me watch this movie. What is the hype about this movie? And as I watched this fucking movie,
I ain't saying it was a great movie. By no means did I say it was a great movie. I just said it's one of my movies.
But it was just like, you got to watch it. Not you per se.
Yes.
But people in the black of peoples in generals was like, you got to watch. I'm like, all right. And I'm just like,
for the community,
bitch. And I hate the community that was in her community. Because you bitches. I'm sorry.
It was fresh.
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 Fresh is definitely a good one. I'm gonna get Chuck E.
South Central's
motherfucking shit. Hoover Deuce, nigga, Deuce. Straight like that.
Deuce.
Hey, nigga, to this day, me and my surrogate big brother, nigga, we are Hoover Deuce, nigga. We tell him, hey, nigga, Deuce started with two members. Deuce started with two members.
What else y'all guys?
Daddy? I'm looking at this motherfucking list. Oh. And first of all, anything by John Singleton is already on everybody's list. Like, don't fucking play with me. Go ahead, brush that weak ass fade. That nigga said, you take your collard greens, you take your yaps.
Set it off.
The Wiz.
I'm gonna watch The Wiz every day.
I'm looking at this fucking post. Fucking more money. More money. Niggas don't talk about more money enough. We don't talk enough about more money, okay? Because that was a fucking movie.
And they used to come on.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Blank Man.
Meteor Man. Shout out to y'all. Look at the fucking...
No, that's real. Meteor Man deserves more respect.
Like, yeah.
Robert Townsend everything deserves...
I think today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Robert Townsend. A Chicago native. Fuck
yes,
you talking about?
Yes.
Man, damn. Meteor Man.
Ooh, vampire.
To this day, I did like... You know how long it took me to get, like, blonde hair?
Man, fucking Golden Lords, nigga. Nigga, Don Cheadle was a Golden Lord. Don Cheadle was a fucking Golden Lord.
He was a great villain in
that. Yeah.
He was a great villain.
Them niggas had the gold motherfucking Benzes. The fucking sparkly gold Benzes. Yeah. Another bad creation in them little black suits.
Yeah.
And Debo. Rest in peace, Tiny Lister Jr. Oh my God, them black movies. Man, so yes, if you listen to the pod, make sure you respond to the Q&A and tell us what are some of your favorite black movies. Friday?
No.
He's by you.
Yeah.
And where's daddy? He's never home. He's supposed to be home sometimes. What's going on? Mama keep cutting herself in the kitchen. I was like, no. I'm like, yo, that's a motherfucking That's the motherfucker you tell to stay in a child's place. Shut the fuck up. You know too much.
Dead ass. It's when you do too much around your child because you think that they don't realize. I am a whole person, okay? I observe.
And I just want to, because you said it was by you, I just want to dip back to the women that would make us fold. And I said old school, I forgot about fucking Lynn Whitfield. Because God damn.
Miss Claire Huxtable.
We said that. Yeah.
Oh, you said that.
Chris said, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Still, yo. Yeah. All right, man. Yes, tell us some of y'all favorite black movies, man. Before we go on, can I rant for a second?
You sure can.
I got beef. Usually when I have these type of beefs, I blame. It's a parlay beef.
Oh, okay.
It's a parlay beef, and this parlay beef is not with FanDuel. It's not with FanDuel. It's with some players. And it's not a single player. It's for a specific fucking team. The fucking Milwaukee Bucks.
With the Nassis.
Fuck that nigga. That, I don't like, nigga, come on. That's nepotism at its finest. Because, like, this nigga brother averages, like, 4 minutes a game. Why does he have a contract? But anyways. But I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to set the scene for you. Saturday night. Me and my wife. Go tonight. No, I'm gonna set the scene. Just let me tell the story. Saturday night, me and my wife we go to dinner with some friends. It was restaurant week, you know. We did the, you know.
What restaurant did you go to?
We went to Astian.
Oh, Astian.
Baldor Astian, some shit like that. Astador Bastion, I think is the name of it. It's like a Mexican fusion steakhouse. I don't, the shit was bomb. That's all I'm saying. So
why didn't
you
put that in
the
group chat? You don't share with the class.
Share what?
The restaurant.
I didn't know. Look, man, I'm a husband. I don't know. We going to the day before
like
and shit.
Oh, like, hey, yo, this was a great restaurant. Check it out.
Oh, my apologies. I wasn't even like it was. The food was so good. I didn't take pictures of the food. I was just eating that shit.
That's
it was
real.
That's when you like, nigga. So I'm put like this. You know what I'm saying? You can go look it up, but that shit costs a pretty penny. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we close to Valentine's Day. I ain't supposed to be, you know, spending no extra cash. No, because you can only do that shit at the bar. They didn't tell us that till we got there.
Oh, wow.
So, and that motherfucker cost money. So, you know, we
they played y'all.
They played the fuck out of us. But it was worth it. So I'm not even mad about it. Because the food was food service, ambiance. First of all, it's only been open a year.
Okay.
And it's been voted like one of the best restaurants in the world. Or best restaurant in Chicago, and they got a Michelin star, and this, that, and the third. So I'm not mad at that shit. That shit was fucking worth it.
Put that in the group chat.
I got you. So, you know, that was Saturday. Fast forward to Sunday. You know, ain't a lot of games on. Some college games, NBA games. So, you know, I feel like, let me do, like, an all-day pick'em parlay of these teams throughout the day. So, it's really a scary parlay to begin with because you're starting that shit at 2 p.m. and it's not going to end until 10 p.m. So you got all day. And I set it and forget it. I made me a nice leg parlay. How many legs was this shit? Because I want y'all to know how bad this shit hurt me. My shit was like 13 legs. That's a lot. That's a lot for a pick and parlay. But throughout the day, they hitting. Everyone. We gone. We get to the last fucking game. Last game. No, I didn't have. I didn't need. I thought I didn't need to cash out because Milwaukee was playing the Utah Jazz, and at the beginning of the fourth quarter, they was up 9.
It's the Nassis' fault.
Then what happens? Utah scores 39 points in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee scores 13, and costs me the fucking parlay.
Shit.
What the fuck y'all fired y'all last coach for if y'all gonna do some shit like this just a week later? Like, nigga, y'all just hired Doc Rivers, made with Native, yeah. Mid as fuck as a coach. Sorry, I love him, but he mid as fuck as a coach. How do y'all do that to the Jazz, fam? Name me four players on the Jazz.
Got nothing.
Exactly.
Marketing.
I know you know them because you bet with me. But these motherfuckers took that money out of my fucking pocket. You ever be so mad you can't get mad? That's how mad I was. I was so mad. I was like, I just turned on 2K, nigga. Said, let me play some shit I can control.
Can I do a rant?
Yes, of course. It's Black History Month. Do what you want.
My rant is about traffic. Okay, hear me out. I'm back to driving more than I would like to drive. And in the morning, I be needing to drive to places.
Mm-hmm.
And I would truly love if people learn how to merge. Okay? Yeah. So, if you out in the morning, it's rush hour traffic. Okay? If I'm on the hill of the car in front of me, why is it your idea to try to squeeze in the front of me and not merge behind me? Right? This car decides that it's going to ride tit for tat with me on the side. I am on the hill of the person in front of me.
Yeah,
you is going to run into this wall because I'm going to make you run into this wall because why is you trying me?
That shit, and you know what else? If you so close to me, I can't see your headlights.
That part.
Bitch.
So this car is trying to get in front of me. By no means do I understand why you trying to get in front of me when the person behind me have left space for you to merge. So you steady going. You want me to come to a complete stop. Hold that thought.
I am.
You want to come want me to come to a complete stop so that you can get in front of me. No, bitch. It's 8 o'clock and I'm petty. You gonna fall behind
I'm
me.
I'm petty Betty on the traffic.
So finally, this car figured out that you weren't
getting in.
They get in behind me only to merge to the next line over, right? Now you want to play real petty and you want to get on the side of me and honk all 27,000 times and think I'm not finna stand on business, bitch. I will shoot you. What is wrong with you?
You got the chopper.
What is wrong with you?
Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Only for your ass to still be behind me. You're not getting anywhere any faster.
My question be, where the fuck are you think you're going, bitch? We all in traffic.
We're all in traffic.
We in this together. We all in the same gang, nigga.
We all in this together. Like, get the fuck. Get the entire fuck. And now we doing a stare. I look at you. And you look at me. And we looking at each other. You stupid ass bitch. The fuck is wrong with you?
On that note, shot clock.
Your car fucked up. Probably because you do dumb shit like this.
Don't you hate that shit? When they do that shit, I see why your car fucked up.
Every time. I will fight. Okay, let's take a shot.
For real. Shot o'clock, man. Put the shots in the air. Clinky clink. Woo.
Yeah, people stupid. They don't even know what tapping the brakes mean.
People just driving is stupid.
I almost got killed for that.
People driving is stupid. Because why you don't know the rules of the road? They teach us this in high school. I'm going to need you to get your shit together. That's really what... I hate getting to the four-way intersection and don't nobody know who the fuck needs to go.
Yield to the left.
Nigga.
It's in the book.
I was here before you. It's my turn. Common sense.
Sometimes I would roll down the window and say, it ain't your turn.
Dead ass.
It ain't your turn. It's not your turn.
I ain't that y'all can't see me, which sucks, which extends your hand in front of you. I ain't never had to do this so many fucking times. I don't like it. I do not like being in the public.
We're going to have to find you an alternate route.
It's longer.
Is it?
It is.
What's the alternate route?
Streets.
Okay.
Vincent's?
Nah.
Ride the side.
Yo, let me tell you.
You don't ride the side. I love riding the side.
Let me tell you. So now, what I've gotten accustomed to doing, so you get past 95th, you get past 87th. I think it's about 83rd. You know how you had a merge on the merge, but they had an extra roll?
Yeah.
Now I just go on extra roll and come back down.
I'll come back
down.
Oh, okay.
Come back on, girl. And it speeds up the process a wee bit. But, like, I hate people.
Have you tried riding the side?
Not recently.
Try riding the side. Just try riding the side. Because you only got to go to what, 55th?
Yeah.
Yeah, try riding the side.
Just zooming the whole way.
Yeah. Yeah, because ain't nobody on that motherfucker. You can do 50. I do 45, 50 on the side. Going fast. Gone. I get from 60, from 63rd to Comiskey, nigga, in like 7 minutes. Riding the side.
A 5-minute drive be like 15 minutes. Yeah. Y'all piss me off every single time. We is all going the same direction. And truth be told, y'all make traffic worse because y'all do dumb shit.
And they make traffic worse by not letting people merge. They don't realize that that helps traffic go faster. Yes. When you let people in, you just moving that shit along. Yes. Instead of you ain't getting in front of me. You ain't getting in front of me. Why, bitch?
That's every Chicago person.
Just fall in where you fall in. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I let motherfuckers in, man. I know how to work the flow of traffic.
But not if I'm already up here.
Yeah, if I'm already up there and you trying to get in front of me, but like if you need to merge in, I'm going to let you merge.
I'm going to let you in. But don't play in my face.
Yeah.
With your beat up ass black blazer, bitch. Damn. Don't do that.
She remembered you.
She remembered the car, nigga. Yeah.
You got rust.
Rust.
That crisp, caps don't
that,
match.
That crispy rust at the bottom.
Yes.
That you feel like you can kick off.
1998 blaze. What the fuck is wrong?
What was
with
that?
You?
Men in Black when they kicked that rust and all them roaches fell out. That's what I think is gonna happen every time I see somebody caught like that.
Piss me off. Sorry, that was my rant.
Oh shit! Did we? Right. Was that your auntie? Did we watch the Grammys?
No.
Me, I didn't either. I couldn't.
I saw what needed to be seen.
I did.
Jay-Z's speech.
Goated.
Man.
Goated.
It's people comparing his speech to Kanye, and I think y'all all stupid.
Very. Both were correct, but still.
Facts.
Both was correct.
Both were correct, but still. Like, I you know what?
Jay-Z didn't do a Kanye. No. Like, it's a totally different thing.
He used his platform.
It was my fucking award. I got on stage.
Said
I said
what I needed to say.
It was him referring to his wife as this young lady here. Tickle.
Period.
And I was really sitting there like, B, did you know?
She didn't, but she was with it.
Here like,
she didn't, but she was with it.
Because it, with it. Based on your algorithm, it does not make sense. Period.
Like, and then I saw an article that said, that some of the voters, they didn't vote for Beyonce because she wins too much. What the fuck you think Taylor Swift is doing?
Really?
Like, what the fuck do you think? And like, honestly, fam, like, you know what? You know who Taylor Swift is in the industry? She is. That is also true. That is also true. But she's comparable to, like, this is crazy. Every team LeBron goes to.
Tell me more.
Like, when LeBron go to a team, all of a sudden, everybody's a fan of that team.
That's true.
The Heat, the Lakers, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, nigga, you've never been to Cleveland in your fucking life. You've never put on one of them fucking jerseys. But because the King came back, you a fan. Like, and it's like, oh, it's Taylor Swift. Give her everything. Somebody asked a question on Twitter that made much sense to me. They was like, "Is Britney Spears more famous than Taylor Swift?" And I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" I said, "Cause when you look at it, Taylor Swift does not have competition. She ain't got no fucking competition. Britney was at the top when she had to deal with Christina,
Destiny's Child."
NSYNC and the Backstreet Boy, Pop was popping. And she was at the top of that shit. Taylor Swift is really by herself. It's Taylor Swift.
Degrees.
It's Taylor Swift in the field. Them niggas too. Them little niggas too. You know? Like, so I'm like, nah. But y'all giving her the fucking award for making, like, basically the same fucking songs every year. She make the same shit.
I have nothing to stand on when it comes to Taylor Swift. I like about one or two songs.
And that's...
And I move right along.
And... That's the difference that makes me know that her wins be bullshit. Because every fucking body listen to Beyonce. Every fucking body. Like, I done said this before. I remember back in the day, niggas had Beyonce in their CD book. Men.
Do y'all think they just tired of a black woman, Beyonce, winning? And it's like, let's give it to this white woman.
But they can't be tired of her because it's not... Because it's not yearly.
I don't think it's that they tired of her. I think they just don't like black women winning successfully. It's the same thing that they did with Simone Biles. They literally told her she could not do her moves because other people
can't do them.
You literally...
Well, bitch, train better.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. You not me. It's not my fault. That's the equivalent of being like, well, Beyonce just keeps winning. It's not my fault y'all bitches can't outperform me. It is not my fault that I like putting out catalogs of music and not hit songs.
Yes.
It's the Grammys.
That's the part. She giving you a catalog. She is giving you a complete album, not some singles. I'm giving you an album that you can listen to from top to bottom. And I say that, meaning I'm not even the biggest fan of the Renaissance album, but I respect the Renaissance album. I know what you did with what you did when you did it, right? A complete album that you can genuinely listen to, that's got history and art and all of these things. On top of it, how do you give me, like, best dance track, best pop track, best performance, best, and then tell me my whole album ain't shit, though. My whole album is, but you gave me best every single song? That don't make sense.
Lemonade as an album won in multiple categories, and then y'all didn't give her best album.
Yeah, Dale told her she should.
That's crazy. I got every category of song, but the album itself, you said, was not the best?
Here's one thing that I appreciate Jay-Z standing 10 toes down in what he said, but I'm going to be mad. Say she drop an album this year, which would be up for Grammy nomination next year. And then you give her album of the war. Because, I mean, album of the year. Because then I feel like you just gave it to her. Even though I'm not going to say she probably, like, she won't deserve it. But, like, then I just feel like you gave it to her. You know what I'm saying? She has deserved that album, that category a few times. A few times. Like, quit. Lemonade, especially.
I just knew Lemonade was going to win.
Was it Beyonce?
Self-titled.
Self-titled
definitely should have fucking won.
You can't sit here, and then it's the people that's a part of the Academy, right? It's supposed to be your peers and shit that's voting. So either y'all a bunch of haters.
Haters, they go hate.
Haters.
And Taylor Swift won that shit like 4 times.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she won it 4 times in a row.
She got the most out of anybody.
And don't know, and I'm saying, when I say don't know, it's a lot of people who know Taylor Swift songs, but I don't think it's a lot of us that know.
But isn't that something to be said? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know nobody who won't know a Beyonce song.
Not a single person.
Like, if I ask anybody on the street to name me some Beyonce songs, you know, you can give me at least 3.
You know what's my favorite part? I don't know if y'all ever seen it. Some people interview, like, football players. They're like, give me your favorite Beyonce song. If nothing else, every single one of them sing Single Ladies. Every single one. You might get a few that give you a different song. You like, oh, you was in the album bag when you picked this song. But first off, they gonna give you singlets or like Formation or something. What? Make it make sense, bruh. I can't tell you. Y'all some haters.
Only Taylor Swift song I know is You Belong With Me. And that was like early Taylor Swift. Yep, that's it. Wait, what? Belong With Me. That's the only one song
that's
I know
like,
of.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What? I don't know that. And how the fuck the police arrest Killer Mike after winning 3 fucking Grammys?
Said that was a stunt.
Was it?
I don't know. But somebody said it was a stunt. He won his awards and then get arrested afterwards.
Oh, no. You know what was a stunt? Them accidentally giving an award to Nicki Minaj.
That's what the fuck up. Oh,
baby.
Hey, look, I saw that shit. I saw the screenshot of that shit. I immediately went to the Grammys Twitter and got the fucking scrolling. I was like, oh, no. No, y'all didn't do this. Y'all did not fuck up like this. And it wasn't there. I was like, whew.
You know what?
Thank God. I was like, thank God.
Nah, for real.
Thank God.
Okay.
Thank you, Sky Daddy.
Sky Daddy. Yes.
Thank you, Sky Daddy.
Speaking of the rap girlies. Ice Spice and Lotto?
Look, Frozen Paprika just trying to be famous. Like,
They beefing, apparently.
Apparently, yeah, that song that Ice Spice just dropped, what was it? Something Fart?
Fart.
It's called Fart? Oh, okay. It's supposed to be a shot at Lotto.
You can't go against Lotto on your good day.
Does Ice Spice have a complete album out?
I don't know.
So how the fuck she get nominated for Best New Artist if the bitch ain't got no album out?
I mean, all you need is
she
a song.
Do.
Oh, you do?
She got an album.
I call her Frozen Paprika.
Called, but she has an album out.
They didn't name her every season of Indie.
I call her Frozen Paprika.
Here's my thing. Lotto, I ain't gonna hate on... Not Lotto, sorry. Spicy, I'm not gonna hate on you. Do you, boo. It's a category for everybody. There is songs for everybody, right? Your songs are popping in some avenue, space, something. I won't disagree with you there. I'm going to need to read this. In whatever space... sorry, y'all. There is a place where your music works. It's good little club music or little bop music or whatever.
But it's good for the fucking park parties in the Bronx, nigga. That's what the fuck it's for.
But you trying
She's from the Bronx.
She's from the Bronx, son.
You trying to beef and rap with Lotto? Like somebody who can actually rap?
She's proving herself.
She got a tool with this girl I follow on Twitter this weekend.
Who, Lotto?
Yeah, no, Ice Spice.
Why,
because
she wore baby?
No, cause the girl posted she retweeted a video of Lotto performing for like a Spotify event or some shit, and she was like, "Can somebody teach her some stage presence, or something? Cause this is terrible. Or not send her ass back to the Bronx." And Ice Spice retweeted that shit and tried to come at her cause she was a BBW. I was already following this girl. I've been following her for years, and I was like. But she fine, though, so a lot of what the hell is so...
The girl said, can somebody get her classes and, like, stage... Like, have somebody train her in stage presence.
Because she has none.
Stop letting her perform.
Please. And when she said that shit, I was like, yo.
All she do is show her ass.
Yes!
All
she do,
like, and it's not even... And the crazy part, she doesn't even engage with the crowd. She just rapping, and she start twerking, and she's not looking at nobody. And I'm like, gee... I did a fake performance of Migos at Trap Karaoke, nigga, and you could have swore I was the Migos.
You could have sworn I was Nelly's hype man.
You feel like that nigga was City Spud, nigga. Like, I mean, I was jumping. I took my, I'm like, yeah, but I was looking at that shit. Shake it. Like, I'm like, yo, do you have a mirror? Do you have a? Are you seeing
you think
yourself?
You put an extravagant stage together that you have stage presence, and that's not the same. I can give you a backdrop, bitch. That don't mean shit if I'm going.
And it ain't even that. It's just the simple fact that like her performing wise is just terrible. It's not good. It's not good for some like because like if you're a singer like Adele doesn't really need stage presence.
Right.
You can put the microphone. She can stand there and fucking blow.
But that is her stage. You can give me so much without
doing that.
So
exactly.
Much. You not that.
But like for Ice Spice,
get on my nerves.
I would. You should. Your first priority should be remembering your fucking songs to sing, because I feel like you twerk as a crutch when you forget words. Or let her dress come up. Like yeah, she did a whole fucking performance with her dress coming up. I was like, nigga, Lil Kim would have let her ass be out. Why she giving y'all niggas bars? Yeah. Like it wouldn't have been a problem.
I'm just saying, you don't want to go tough for tough a lot.
Yeah, she don't. Because Lotto really been in the fucking rap game for like 10 years, nigga. Like, this is not new to her. This is not new to her.
Lotto been rapping since she was like 13 and probably earlier than that. My mother was dropping bars.
The whole time.
Her whole life.
First of all, speaking of female rappers, I'm really geeked because we get new Glorilla this week.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Big Glow. I feel like I've been missing
Sexy
her.
Sexy Red had a baby.
She did and acted a fucking fool in the hospital. But I feel you gotta get back to your coins. Ain't gonna be no postpartum, nigga. She's in
congratulations.
Twerking on the hospital bed next to her newborn in the fucking That's on brand. That's very on brand for her. I can't be mad at a motherfucker who doing this shit. That's part of their brand. That's how she roll. I'm not mad at it. Oh, what the fuck else happened? This bitch.
Which bitch are we referring to?
Fucking Yolanda.
Oh.
Yolanda Salazar. Whatever the fuck her last name is. The bitch who killed Salinas.
That's what we call her.
Salinas. Apparently, she getting a true crime documentary. And I saw, like, I didn't even see the whole fucking trailer because I fucking refuse. And I was just like, I want everybody to 100% boycott watching that shit. I want nobody to watch it. Like, I want that shit to tank so bad. Like, to just, like, I want it to tank so bad that they don't even put it on streaming. Like, just do away with it. I don't, because first of all, I don't need to see no fucking documentary. I don't give a fuck what the backstory was, what happened, this, that, and the third. Did you shoot and kill Selena? Yes. In the documentary, bitch, we ain't got shit to talk about. We ain't got nothing to talk about. Did you do it? You did it? Okay, we done. What you talking about, like, this whole story? Bitch, your ass. She not, I say, fam, if she get parole, I promise you, there are at least 100,000 Mexicans. I'm just gonna put it at Mexicans off rip. That I promise you, you won't make it too far out the prison before your ass is getting shot at. You like they're gonna have to. What was it? What was the movie SWAT when they sent the decoy and they had the motherfuckers underground? That's what gonna have to do her to get her to a safe house. Cause if they let her out in the public, she gonna die holding that plastic bag they give you when you get out of jail.
It's the funniest thing that I feel like the black community is more upset than anybody else. Like, girl.
Nah, you know what? That's the handshake emoji because we ride with our Hispanic brothers and sisters on that one. Like, nah, nigga, cause y'all ain't finna y'all. Nah, she gonna come out. She gonna get this bitty bitty bum bum. This chopper. It's gonna happen. She getting it just like, oh, you said this?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Bumba, I'm on your fucking
like, for real, nigga. Hey, I'm finna come on, la. Fuck.
Finna beat your ass.
Like, for real. You finna get a Mariste 2 bullets, bitch. You finna die.
Y'all already know my remix. Late at night when
I'm
out of the hood.
Caracaca. Like, for real. Like, I'm like, I don't want to hear you. If there's one person in jail, I don't want to hear shit from it.
You know
it's you.
What's wild about it, too? When that movie came out, and they'd be like, oh, this person's got this many years, and they parole, they would be around this time. Like, the know that we are approaching somebody's parole.
It's next year.
Like, that's who.
It's next year.
I know it is. And when did that movie come out?
1997.
97, no part of me was thinking about what was going to happen in 2025 with this.
First of all, that's the quickest biopic turnaround in history, nigga. Like, Shorty died and like 9 minutes later. It's a movie coming out, nigga.
Listen, dead ass.
Like, now.
Come on, Jennifer. Because she did her thing.
She did do her thing. Well, non-acting ass.
I'm like, Mama Selena ain't dead. That's her right there. Talking about if you had my love.
What? Right.
What? Yo, when she came out, I was like, ain't that Shorty who plays Selena?
Selena's.
Shorty. Ain't that Selena?
Oh, non-singing ass.
I was like, huh? Non-singing.
Non-singing
ass. It's Ashanti. And got a song with Mulatto. Well, Big Lotto, sorry.
Big Lotto.
And I was like, you know what, Lotto? Like, one thing I hate about the rap girlies, and like, do your shit, it's like, y'all come in, y'all be gutter, and then when you get commercial, you become commercial. Like, you give me all these pop tunes, and I get it.
That's Nicki did.
Yes. And a lot of times I do this. So, like, I get why you did what you did, but sometimes I'm like, I hate for you to, I don't want to say you lose yourself, but a part of me feel like you lose yourself.
Yeah.
A little bit, and I don't like that.
Like, you, like, this is the thing. You got to be able to balance that shit.
Yeah.
You got to be able to balance that shit. Like, like Jennifer Lopez is a pop act. She is not R&B. Like, even the first fucking album, that shit wasn't...
I ain't never listened to a whole J-Lo album.
I ain't never owned a full fucking J-Lo album, nigga. I only knew the singles.
That part.
I ain't never heard nobody name a fucking J-Lo B-side, nigga. Like, I'm sorry. Man, if it wasn't no video for it, I never heard it. Period.
Facts.
Like, I like, because even, like, I'm still Jenny from the Block. No, you're not. No, you're not. You don't even wear dark lipstick no more. You ain't Jenny from the Block.
What a lip liner.
Ain't no motherfucker, buddy. Where's the lip liner? And the side ponytail. Stop playing with me. Where's your baby fat coat?
Gee, when her and Diddy separated, she was like leaving the hole.
She left the hole. She dropped that bandana where she stood. What's that nigga called? A gun case? Oh, okay, you know what? You a little too hood for me. This is a little too much off the block for me. I'm over it. She left immediately. She know what? Come here, Enrique. Like, she, Mark Anthony, she went straight to them niggas, Latin, with her, like, you know what I'm saying? She jumped straight over today at Ben Affleck. Come on. Let's go. Get me a whitish Hispanic man.
A white-ish.
Well, actually, she went and got the whitest man she could find. Ben Affleck. Oh,
Hispanic.
Is he?
He has some Hispanic in his blood.
Okay, he's not enough. He's still white. He's still white from Boston. He's still a white man from Boston to me. And that's crazy, because I know he racist. Man, any white person from Boston is racist. That is the most, I would say, I'm sorry, I think Boston is more racist than the South. Like, Boston is just like,
because
you know why? Because Boston got racist poor people. Like, the racist people, the white people that live in the slums in Boston are racist as fuck. And I'm like, I got more money than you, white boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're shit.
You're poor.
You're poor white. Like, you are trash. But I'm white. Like, that's... That's the shit. That's the shit. Privilege. That's okay. We ain't got no white listeners. I think we got like two in like Nova Scotia or some shit.
But y'all named the episode "That's Racist" when I called them honkies.
Cause you, that you, is cause you, Chris, stop. Cause you're not gonna stop. You was being racist. You, I know. We talking about them being racist, not us being racist. That's racist. That's the shit I be talking about. I can't even fucking do this.
Transition, none.
None. I just got started talking about shit. Like, So last year, I thought we was getting the last Jurassic movie. I'm trying, nigga.
You know what? That deserves another.
I was trying, man. Trying to move.
It's one in the making.
It is. That's
anybody heard that there's supposed to be a black vampire movie with Michael B. Jordan and said person that directed Black Panther?
Ryan Coogler?
Yes, Ryan Coogler.
No.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's supposed to be something in the works. It's supposed to be a vampire movie with the blacks and the blacks and the blacks.
Niggas in Transylvania.
I like it.
I am here for shit.
Like Vampire in Brooklyn?
I'm not sure.
How do I sign up to get bid? How do I sign
up to get bid? Now Wallace?
Where the fuck is Wallace, Stream?
You know he on that shit. You know he
had. Well, yeah, he say he down at granny house.
Yeah, he down at his granny's.
My shots, man. But yes, it's supposed to be a new Jurassic World, Jurassic Park sequel coming. I'm sticking to my shit, nigga.
He's trying.
I'm trying to because we running out of time, G. Yeah, we supposed to be getting another Jurassic movie, and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck else you can do, because in the last one, they let them niggas be. Them motherfuckers.
I ain't watched a Jurassic Park movie since Jurassic Park.
You tripping.
For real.
You not tripping. Even the new ones with
I ain't. You want me to repeat Peter what I said? Quill. Y'all been killing me with that. Then you want to repeat what I said? I said, I ain't seen no Jurassic Park movie since Jurassic Park.
Here's the thing. I understand. Solely because white people just don't know.
They don't, and that's the crazy part. Like, that's what I'm looking for. How the cause you know you watch like when you watch Rocky or some shit like that, you like, oh, how's he gonna win this time? Or you watch any fucking sports movie, how they gonna win the game or this type of shit, whatever. But I'm thinking like, how you white people gonna fuck this shit up this time? Cause ain't no black scientists in these fucking labs, my nigga. You had one. If Samuel Jackson, you killed that nigga while he was on the shitter. Like that's it. Like, that's it. You don't get nothing else. Like, so I want to know, how y'all going to do this shit again? After y'all let them, y'all got some in the fucking ocean, which is fucking crazy. You got the fucking, I don't even know what to call it, nigga. I was about to call it mesothelioma, but it's like the megalodon. What the fuck is called? I don't even know what it's called.
Megalodon.
The one they merged that looked like a fucking shark, whatever, him. You got him, and then you got some of the big ones trotting with fucking elephants and rhinoceroses in Africa. And then you got fucking pterodactyls flying south for the fucking winter and shit. The T-Rex still walking around doing whatever the fuck he want to do.
Sam don't do well with white animals.
Who?
Samuel Jackson.
Hell no.
But he was in Kong
and fine,
and he lived.
No, the fuck he didn't.
He didn't live?
Hell no. Kong stomped his monkey ass.
Okay.
Like, that nigga, I'm sorry, Benny Kong, his ass deserved to fucking die. He deserved to die.
Snakes on the plane, he lived.
Yeah, he lived the snakes on the plane because he had it up the hill with the motherfucking snakes. On that motherfucking plane.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Okay, wait. Yo, speaking of planes.
Trains and automobiles?
We didn't talk about this last week.
What?
My memory be shot. The Alaskan flight, where the door flew off or whatever. Mm. Did y'all hear about this?
That's why I never sit. I'm not willing to do shit. Nope. That's why I don't sit in that aisle.
Dead ass.
So I'm gonna send that out.
But like, I don't know if y'all really like heard about it, but it was an Alaskan flight. They was cruising along. For whatever reason, one of the doors flew off, a window broke, something of that nature. And, you know, the emergency stuff dropped down. Thankfully or fortunately, the people made it. They landed. Everything was cool. Mm-hmm. But like, people was on TikTok. Like, some of the passengers was on TikTok. And one of the persons was just like, they didn't even know the door flew off. They just like knew it was an emergency. They didn't know what was going on. And like, to get off the plane and just be like, hey, yo, the fucking
door's not here.
Flew off. Like,
I hope
they jeeps every day with no doors.
I hope they had their checkbooks at the motherfucking terminal, nigga, because you want to get me right.
Paid.
But the fuck, I get out.
Paid up.
Before I get the fuck out, the trauma.
Especially if I was sitting there.
Ooh, lucky I got my can you fuck on. It up, man? No, bro.
If you sat there?
Obviously, you said everybody.
You put on that fucking.
I don't know if everybody. Because
I would expect somebody flying. Like, if you ain't got your seatbelt on, you flying right out that joint, right?
Did you follow the signs if the no seatbelt sign was on?
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I never take my seatbelt off when I fly.
Facts.
I never take that motherfucker off.
Me neither.
And I be sitting by the window. I got the motherfucker on. Too, no, I'm too fat for that. So I don't piss either. I do that, you know,
I don't piss either.
Before I leave or when I get back. I'm not.
I'm pissed on the bathroom.
I mean, I don't like, you know, you can fit, my nigga. Like, let's keep it a bit.
That's why I was like,
my nigga, you can fit. I can't. I don't think.
I feel tiny.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. Like, I don't know who those are made for. Like, nigga, like. And I feel like, and it's crazy because I feel like it should be big enough. Like, the bathroom in an airplane should be a sufficient size, my nigga. There's no scenario where the bathroom should not be a. You let everybody of every size get on this plane, but you don't make the bathroom bigger? Make that shit make sense to me, G. Like.
The way I feel like you gotta make 360 turns.
Like, you gotta make 360 turns. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like trying to get in there, I would catch a cramp. Like, just trying to slide into that fucking.
The door tight.
Like, it's like a.
It closed before you even get in.
The door, the fucking. Right, it snapped behind you. The door that holds my water heater is bigger than the fucking bathroom in an airplane, nigga. Like, no, they be like, I remember, Joe, when I was a kid.
They got the nerve to charge you double for the seatbelt, or you gotta get the seat next to you if you a plus size person.
No, the like, fuck you don't. That's why I fly Southwest. Southwest, that seat is free, and I pre-board, nigga. That's the only perk to being fat, nigga. At least for Southwest.
You can't sit here.
You can't sit here. I put that little ticket right there. Nope, we good.
Can't sit here.
You can't sit here.
Seats taken.
With the other half of me.
With the other half of me. And you know what's crazy? I don't even be all the way on that, but I'm like, if you don't want to sit snug, I sit wide leg on the motherfucking flight, nigga.
So cozy,
I mean,
too.
I sit the way Drake sat in that motherfucking nude he took, nigga. I be out here fucking wide leg in a bitch.
Sir, don't put that thigh
away. Hold thigh out, nigga.
Why was it flinging like that?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck? Like, that makes sense. So, like airplane people, like, make it make sense, G. Like, make it make sense. Why is the bathroom is small, the size of a refrigerator? Like, nigga, like, how are
what's
normal.
What's the bathroom like in first class?
The same. It ain't no different. Is it? I don't know. Because I never know because I never used the bathroom, nigga. Like, I have never once. Gotten into
no,
the like
I
no,
there, like I be in the bathroom like what the fuck?
Like I can't cause soon as you go in that motherfucker, you gonna hit your funny bone on the fucking door. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I can feel like the people who go in trying to get all freaky and high mileage because how both of y'all fit in here?
How you expect me to wipe in that fucking bathroom? I got to get up, put my foot on the toilet, and wipe from the back way. Like, you know, that shit don't make no fucking sense. Like, nigga.
Trying to squat.
Oh my God.
Nah, bro.
In the toilet, in the bathroom,
in the
they so high up.
Like, fuck it, I got answers. I don't care.
Well, for
real.
I'm dead ass, man. Like, make that shit make sense. Like, when I was in the band and we used to go on trips on the bus and shit, and I just look back at the bed, like, nigga, you crazy. I honestly, bro, I what I used to do, I ain't gonna hold you. I would have one of my homies like, hey, bro, hold this fucking door open just so I can pee, my nigga. Like, because this is not, where is this an acceptable? Why is a porta potty bigger than the fucking bathroom on an airplane, my G. Like, come on. Make it make sense, man. Make it make sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit. Don't get me started on roller coasters, nigga. Why we ain't got no fat people roller coaster seats? Why fat people can't get a thrill? I ain't been on roller coasters since I was 13, my guy. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't been on roller coasters since I was 13 years old, nigga. They do not.
No fun for you.
No fun for me, nigga. They be like, hey, y'all, let's go to Great America. Why? Why?
So I can walk.
So I can walk, nigga. I ain't gonna do.
Oh, so you talking about I need to work out?
All I'm going to do at Great America is eat a funnel cake and close my rings, nigga. Like, that's it. I'm going to close my motherfucking ring. I ain't going to waste all that money, nigga.
My man said, why can't I get a thrill?
Why can't fat people get a thrill, fam? Put two seats in the back. With a, you know what I'm saying? With the love seat for the fat. You know what I'm saying?
You sit by yourself.
I sit by myself. Ah, I'll be holding on to both sides and shit. Ah, like, what the fuck, yo? What the fuck?
Yo, picture.
Yeah. The picture's just me in the back, nigga. It's four people in front of me, nigga, but my ass is in the back. Like, ah. It was scary, right? Yeah. Strap me in. Strap me in. Give me a seatbelt extension on this motherfucking roller coaster. Oh, man. Oh, bullshit,
it
bro.
It be the
yeah, that bar. They be like, they say, oh, we got to see the red line. Well, I see it. It's faint. It's right there. It's a couple inches, my nigga. Just give me the, you know what I'm saying? Damn. Like you said, why I can't? I like to scream, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Secure.
And
that's the one. And that's the one, nigga. That's the one I did, nigga. I used to only have to get on the ones that had chest. Where your chest go down. Cover your chest. Nigga, I'll catch a cramp sucking my fucking stomach in so that motherfucker can go down. I'm sorry. Sorry, man. I was. Oh, man, look. It's something I've been thinking about for years. I just never said nothing. I felt the way. Shell, tell the people where they can follow you, because I can't. These niggas. Get it together, Great America.
Okay. You can follow me at home.
I'm too big to giant drop. Oh, okay.
The giant is dropping.
The giant is dropping, right. Sir, you are the giant drop.
We should not be laughing this hard.
It's okay.
We should. We laughing at his pain, y'all. Come on.
He is laughing at his pain.
Yeah, nigga. You been on a roller coaster, nigga. What you mean? You rode the Raging Bull, nigga. I rode the motherfucking roller coaster since Lauryn Hill was on top, nigga.
Ooh, child.
This is the miseducation, nigga.
Okay.
All right,
make sure y'all follow me on the Twitter. And the Instagram, SSShell. Make sure you follow me on the Snapchat at IMeans with the D Shell. Make sure you follow my podcast that I ain't recorded. Women cocktails or whatever. We're going to get a new episode up.
Watch the reruns.
Yes. Get them views up. Get them fucking views up.
Worth the video.
I'm on episode 2. Hell yeah. Right, watch some
it
shit.
It was on the episode. It was a great episode.
We had fun.
Yes. When you coming back?
Shit, whenever I'm invited.
You invited.
Right.
Round 2.
Never too late. Okay. So yeah, there you go.
All right, man. You already know, man. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ASAPFunny. Follow the TikTok, ASAPFunny1. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. If you listen on Spotify, keep listening on Spotify. Tell everybody on Spotify so we get monetized because we want some money. We don't like jobs. We like doing this here and talking about the thrill that I couldn't get on roller coaster since I was 13. I ain't been on roller coaster since before I was a virgin. Hard times. I know, right? Oh, he got sad fuck here. That's the one. That's the one niggas don't laugh.
You
oh,
had to
man.
Change your thrill. That's all the word.
I got a new thrill.
You got a new thrill. You had to change your thrill.
Right.
We'll
see y'all next time.
Bye.